Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carefree Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
In the same building on the same floor, and never met before until I'm overseas on tour. And peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash focus record. Said she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She said she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar, and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart. Intense and static, she like, that it don't matter when I get home. Get out of through letter phone, whatever, let's link, let's get together. This shit you think not, think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot, telling me the things I'm telling her is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop and keep telling me, telling me, yeah.
At the height of the night, and that's when she flippin' get on some old.
Another lonely night, seem like I'm on the side. You only love in your mind. I know you got to get that paper, daddy, keep that dish tight. But yo, I need some sort of love in my life. You dig me? While politicking with my sister from New York City, she said she know it's wrong, player, and he think I'm pretty inside. I'm playing, boo, you know it's just what you want saying, boo. And when cats be bobbing game, I don't hear what they saying, boo. When you out there in the world, I'm still your girl. With all my glasses, I don't have the time for life thrills. So when you sweating all day, think of me when you rhyme. And don't be listening to your homies, they
think you're lying.
Is you crazy? You my king for real. But sometimes
relationships get ill.
No doubt.
Is you a worry about where I've been a whole
in that rat could be that cool cat. That's whispering, she trying to play you for the fool, black. If something's on your chest, then let it be known. See, I'm not your every 5 minutes all on the phone. And on the topic of trust, it's just a matter of fact that people bite back and fracture what's intact, and they'll forever be. I ain't on some Obama celebrity, I deal with the real. So if it's artificial, let it be. I seen people caught in love like whirlwinds, listening to these squads and listening to girlfriends. That's exactly the point where they whole world and live come in. That's where the drama begins.
What club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, oh. What club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, oh. What club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you
ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. Just Salon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon Towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon Towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's Just Salon Towels.
I'm Terry Hines, and I'm in Brooklyn, New York. You know, I have I've thought about this for a while, and I wanted to be able to share with all of you guys, really, on what it's really been like to be in the thralls of what you're doing, and kind of like blocking everybody else out, if you will. And you kind of need that tunnel vision. You really do. You kind of need it because you've got to stay focused. You don't have time for a lot of the other ancillary distractions that will take you off your journey. And when you're called upon to do big things, well, you kind of got to get to it. And I feel that being the host of the Hair Radio Morning Show with my amazing crew has been a remarkable and almost predestined event or occurrence in my life. And so I'm so grateful for you guys. I'm so grateful every day that you tune in. We put together a remarkable broadcast live for 3 hours daily. Who else cares that much in the hair business? Who? So I thank you. I thank our amazing fans from every corner of the planet Earth who tune in. We are local, we're right next door, and we're across the country, and we're around the world. So the next time you think about taking in the latest podcast, if you will, or just hanging out with the Hair Radio Morning Show, I think this will cross your mind. So, listen, Maggie Anderson is up next, and I'm Gary Hines. I just want you to just keep it right here and stay tuned. We've got a lot more to go, folks.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Gary Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community, my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all natural hair care products. We use all natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
All right. Nicole Marie, we have got to talk about this amazing trip all the way down to the Bahamas.
We're talking about
So, yes, I really am so excited. It's something that we're sponsoring. Yeah, we put this together at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And essentially what it is, it's a five-day cruise. And I say cruise.
Now, cruising, right? Yes.
Yes, cruising the Bahamas. Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
And the complete details are at HAIRadio.com. So they're at our site. There's a big old tab that says Bahamas 5-Day Cruise. It has complete details. Right. It's a big old tab.
Yes.
So go there. And once you do, move down a little bit so you can see all the details. So it's Carnival Cruise Lines that's helping us to put this together. Again, it's Cruising the Bahamas, the Hair Radio Morning Show. Celebrate 1,000 live broadcasts.
1,000. Wow,
sea.
Carrie.
So that's saying a lot, Nicole. First of all,
what goes
through your mind when you think of us celebrating 1,000 broadcasts of the Hair Radio Morning Show?
It is amazing, Carrie. You know, every day we do the shows and, you know, you announce the number of the show. But, we're, I mean, we're just moving right along. But getting to 1,000 is just amazing. It's,
That's amazing. And when you think
about I'm so excited about this.
Me too. Well, when you think about 1,000 and you think about the number of guests.
The number of guests that we've spoken with. Just the number of guests that we speak with, you know, in a week. But you think in a 1,000 shows. The number of guests that we have on the show, the interviews that are done, just it's just phenomenal. Just so many incredible people that we can come in contact with and talk with and interview, and it's amazing.
Absolutely. And Nicole,
check
your mic down there. For some reason, it sounds, I'm not sure if it's totally clear on my side, but, yeah, double check. I'm excited about this. I really am. And just like you said, you're talking about the number of guests, the number of people who've been on. And again, this is not in, you know, my 28-year career in hair and beauty radio.
Right.
This is just in the last several years of this broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I'm really, really excited. Yeah. So along the line with our big celebration, we want everybody to come out. We decided to what's the best way we can kind of celebrate doing in-person hair event. Yes, we will be on the high seas. This is really important. You can see the entire schedule of where we start out. But just so that you've heard it from our mouths, and let me just go ahead and give you all the first step details on this. So we're honoring our 1,000th broadcast, the Hair Radio Morning Show's Cruising the Bahamas. We sail out on July 13th through July 18th, 2024, out of, get this now,
Miami,
that's right, from Miami, Florida. So we're and making sure everybody is aware that you got to get to Miami to get on the cruise ship. It's not out of New York City. It's out of Miami, Florida. So we're real excited about that. And one of the reasons that we wanted to do it out of Miami is so that you could take advantage of
a vacation within a vacation.
Right.
Miami,
there's so much to do right there.
Absolutely. It's always been one of my super favorite places. Yes, we have South Beach, which I always love to stay at South Beach or go, you know, walking around there. So this is a great, great thing. So, you know,
right.
Get down to Miami a day or two early. I wanted to make sure and encourage everyone not to be trying to make the connection at the last minute from the airplane to the cruise ship. And trust me, and I know all about that. I can tell you firsthand, working in the airlines, all about that. And so we'll talk a little bit about that in just a moment.
Let me tell you, I am going and my family is going. My children love Florida, love Miami, and we will be there a couple of days early, like you said, just to enjoy and just do some things there in Miami and in the area, and then get on the cruise and enjoy the cruise. So just encourage people, you know, bring your families. Bring them along. Make this your summer vacation.
Absolutely.
While the kids are out of school, bring your families.
Yeah, we're going to be looking at the hotel information, and we'll have that added to the website at hairadio.com under that big old tab about the five-day cruise. So we're real excited. So, again, it's a we're saying to you, get away with or without the family. For five days, five incredible days of hair, beauty, and community, and entrepreneurship. We want to remind you of that. You can always reach out to us directly. Here's what I say. If you're interested in going, you need to take action ASAP. We have a finite number of rooms that are reserved. And let me say what that means. That means we have a tiny, tiny amount of rooms. So if you don't call up, let us know ASAP that you want to go. This is not going to be something that's just going to be, oh, you can decide at the last minute. Not at all. You need to call our toll-free number right away and say, Carrie, we want to go on this cruise. What do we need to do? And when that happens, I'll give you the number to the cruise line, as well as a special booking code that you can only get from reaching out to us directly. And so that's important. If you call the cruise line without it, they're not going to be able to assist you with booking. So you have to first contact us at Hair Radio. And you can do that by calling 833-402-8882. Again, that's our number here at our office at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, that's our office line. It's toll-free, 833-402-8882. So you call that number. Let us know that you want to bring your family. And I think you were saying, Nicole Marie, that you're traveling with your family. So
We are. My husband and children. We will all be in Miami and then cruising the Bahamas. That will be one of our summer vacations.
Yes. Now, you guys are not going to be squeezed into a two beds in one room. So how do you plan to work that out?
Well, I believe there is an option for us to have a suite where there's a little bit larger area if you have children that you're bringing.
Yes.
Or, adults that want to stay in a room together.
Right. Let me say this because they don't really just say children, but let me be clear because there's not really a special rate or anything like that.
Right.
But here's what we are doing. Here's what we are doing. I have reserved these particular rooms called Ocean View rooms. And the Ocean View rooms are the rooms that have a window that you can see outside and see the ocean view. Absolutely. And so that's what I've reserved, several of those rooms. Now, if you do not wish to have that type of room for the simple reason they have other options, there are some rooms that don't have any kind of window. Those are interior rooms. They have several of those. Now, they have other types of rooms on the cruise ship that are that have a balcony. They have other rooms that hold up to 4 and 5 individuals. The type of room that I have reserved for our special trip to the Bahamas are called the Ocean View Rooms, and the Ocean View Rooms can hold up to 2 individuals. So just wanted to make that very, very clear to everybody. So please be aware that the Ocean View Rooms hold up to 2 individuals. And if you wish to have one of the other type of rooms to accommodate your family, friends, whatever, let us know at Hair Radio when you call in to let us know that you want to take part. And also, absolutely, we'll tell you anyway and remind you to let the cruise line know when we give you the information that you need to get the details at the cruise line. Okay, so just wanted to go ahead. Now, speaking of which, Nicole Marie, this means that you need to take action ASAP. You got to take action
right away.
Yeah, because we only have a small number of rooms, and that means that if those rooms that I have set aside are taken, well, they may be able to sell you a room on, you know, on the cruise ship, but it's not going to be at this low
price. But a different cost. Right.
So please be aware, folks, and the way that you avoid that, and I've seen it happen. This has happened before when I gave like a big hair show, and the hotel gave us a special rate, and folks waited around, and, you know, just because they had rooms available doesn't mean that they're going to hold all their low, you know, give them, you know, lose money because we wait around till the last minute. So they don't operate like that. So get as soon as you decide.
If you're interested, call now. Yes.
Call now. Again, our number to dial is the 833-402-8882. That's at the Hair Radio office. And then tell us that you want to go on this trip. And also tell us who is going, how many folks are going to be traveling with you. And we'll just remind you that what type of room we've reserved. Again, it's the Ocean View. That's the only type we've reserved. Now, if you want something else, you have to let us know and let them know as well. Now, the pricing. We've not talked about this. So the pricing per person, and this is, again, based on a 2-person's room called the Ocean View, and that is $833.38, $833.38. Now, for that, remember, it's based on 2 persons in a room, so you really have to double that, and that's essentially what the price of that trip costs for the 2 individuals in one room. So again, if you're taking on one of those other suites or rooms or balconies or any other option, then they'll give you whatever price that is based on their availability. But for us and what we have set aside, that's what we've set aside. So if you want something additional or other than, then you'll have to let them know. Now, $833.38, that does include the fees. So it's essentially times 2, but it's even a little bit less because the taxes, the fees and the port expenses and all of that, it'll be a little bit less than $833.38 times 2. So that's really good. You'll still come out on top a little bit on that. So I'm real happy about that. So again, the Ocean View rooms hold up to 2 persons. Now, for me, I'm traveling alone. So what I'm going to do is pay the $833.38 twice, because that's what I got to do in order to have the rooms for myself. So I don't have anybody else just yet. I'm sure some of you guys out there will want to join me in the and save a little bit. You get a nice free room because I'll be paying for it. $833.38 is what I have to pay for each person, so for the each of us.
Right.
So just if you have any questions. Now, does that make sense, Nicole Marie?
It does make sense, Gary. Make sense.
Now,
the main thing is if you're interested, call now. Do not wait.
I agree 100%.
Yes.
And again, the dates that we're cruising out, July 13th, through July 18th of 2024. So this happens in 2024. Let me be clear of that. So not in this year, 2023. It's next year. So that gives you some time to get it together. But the first thing, the most important step you can take, which is contacting us, as Nicole Marie just pointed out, and calling our 833-402 number, 8882, might as well just go ahead and say the rest of that, give us a call, and then we'll give you the booking code. But please be aware that you need to put down what really amounts to $50 for the room. If it's just two people going, then it needs to be $50 for that room. Okay, right. So that's important. And then those funds get applied to the...
towards your balance.
Exactly, the balance that you have a good amount of time to kind of pay off.
Right.
And I love
right.
that.
You
and
can
how
pay month by month or however you would like to pay
exactly.
that balance by 2024.
And I call
plenty
it...
plenty of time.
Exactly. I call it the helpful layaway payment plan. It's little by little. Exactly.
Little
and
little.
Listen to this. You're not paying those funds to Carrie Hines or to the Hair Radio Morning Show or even Nicole Marie.
Right.
No, those funds are going straight to the Carnival, food line. So you deal and talk with Carnival directly, and you pay them, not us. So I just want to make that clear. No funds are coming to our pocket. That's going to Carnival.
Right.
Now, we
what
have
getting
not...
from the Hair Radio Morning Show is the booking code.
Exactly. The
before
important
you call
booking
from Carnival.
Code.
Right.
Yeah. We'll give you that when you reach out to our to Hair Radio at our toll-free number. We'll provide you with the booking code. Because without it, the cruise line will not be able to assist you. They will not be able to book you. So don't call them first. You've got to call Hair Radio first. There's no getting around that. And we'll tell you what to do next. Now, the itinerary, first of all, let me be the first to say the name of this incredible vessel is called the Carnival Sunrise. So we're so excited. That's the name of the cruise ship. It's the Carnival Sunrise. So I'm super excited. Yeah, it's larger than what I've been on in the past. So it's really beautiful and gorgeous, gorgeous. So we're starting the cruise out on our journey for this big 5 days. It's a 5-day cruise. On Saturday, July 13th of 2024, the port to call, it's starting up Miami, Florida. Miami, Florida. I want to make sure that's clear. Departs at 3:30 in the afternoon from Miami. That's the when the cruise ship is going to be leaving out. So this is not something, you know, for you guys that you can make a tight connection. You need to be down there like 3 hours in advance. Please make sure before that cruise ship is leaving or they will leave without you. So just to be clear, the itinerary for the Carnival Sunrise is as follows. Saturday, July 13th, 2024, departs at 3:30 out of Miami, arrives in Nassau, the Bahamas. On Sunday, July 14th, 2024, at 8 a.m. in the morning, stays there all day and leaves out at 5 in the afternoon out of Nassau, the Bahamas. And then they're just a cruising. You're cruising in between. Monday, July 15th, 2024, you arrive in Half Moon Cay in the Bahamas. That's at 7:30. Now, that's just so that you guys know, Half Moon Cay is a private island that a lot of the cruise ships use, so I want to make sure that's clear. And you arrive at 7:30 in the morning, and you stay there pretty much all day until about 3:30 in the afternoon. So, yeah, so very important. If the ship is docked, then you get to walk around and all that stuff. Tuesday, July 16th. You arrive in Grand Turk at 11 in the morning, and you stay until 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's when it leaves out from Grand Turk. Now, Grand Turk is like Turks and Caicos, and so, one of the It's like the capital of that area, but it's so amazing, and we're just so excited. And it's the Bahamas, as you expect. And so on Wednesday, July 17th of 2024, it's a complete day at sea. Now, for me, I love the days when we don't actually go out. I love being on the cruise ship. I absolutely love it.
There's so much to do.
It's my favorite thing.
Yes, I love it.
I know everybody is different. Some folks like to go and be adventurous and all that, but I love staying on the cruise ship. Even though I will go out into Nassau and the Bahamas and all that, but I can't wait for the day at sea. And so we're planning on something special on that Wednesday, July 17th, for the complete day at sea. Then, of course, on Thursday, all good things must come to an end. So on Thursday, July 18th, 2024, we arrived back in Miami, Florida, Florida, at 8 a.m. in the morning. So the reason that we set up the times as we have, so that, and I talked a little bit about traveling, being in the airline industry for, a long time. So I'm very much familiar with folks who used to try to make connections. And here's what I say. Do not make it a tight connection, meaning that our cruise ship leaves out of Miami at 3:30 that afternoon on Saturday. Now, first of all, it's a Saturday. Things are a little different in operating on a weekend, so be aware of that.
Right.
Be aware of how far your hotel is. Likely we'll all be staying at the same hotel. We'll be sharing all that info soon. But and you can probably find it at HAIRadio.com. But just bear in mind that you want to find out, do your due diligence, see how far and things, how close things are and all of that. You want to have a plan. So the cruise ship leaves at 3:30 in the afternoon. My suggestion is that you want to be on your way there at 12 noon.
Right. That's what I believe. Plenty of time. Right.
Yes.
You never know how traffic is going to be.
Traffic.
You never know if there's an accident or what.
Or all of that. And then the cruise line themselves have all kinds of protocols and things that they do. So they want you there early. So noon, start heading on over to this cruise ship. And at least at 3:30 in the afternoon, if you do that, you'll be in great shape. Do not wait to fly in from wherever you're planning to fly in from. Or even drive in that at that point. I think you're going to be just making it. No, not the thing to do. My suggestion, that's why we chose Miami to be the port to call, because we wanted you to be able to, you know, come in a day or two earlier, so you'll already be there. There's no problem. Okay, so that's important. And I'm super excited. I really am. I think
I
this is going to be great. Now, 3:30 in the afternoon was the time that we talked about the cruise ship leaving out of Miami, headed to Nassau in the Bahamas. Now, what about the return trip? It arrives at, back in Miami after the 5 days. It arrives back on the fifth day, that Thursday on the 18th at about 8 in the morning into Miami. So the reason that we made sure of the time that we thought would be beneficial is that 8 o'clock in the morning arrival in Miami gives you the entire day to catch a flight. It really does.
Exactly.
And it also prevents you from having to pay for another hotel stay. So going down, you might want to stay and spend a little extra few days there, nights or what have you. But coming back, so that's why if we had planned a late arrival into Miami, then you run the risk of being so late that you're stuck and have to pay for a hotel. So by getting in 8 in the morning, you'll be
plenty of time
to catch your flight. Now, my suggestion, if you know that the cruise ship gets in at 8, sometimes, I've been on a cruise before, sometimes they're early, sometimes they're late. So I would suggest that you make a trip out from Miami no earlier than noon. I'd say shoot for 12 noon as your time to catch a flight or later.
Right.
That
gives
way,
you time to
yes.
get to the airport.
Gives you time to get to the airport and get yourself all checked in.
Check your bags and everything, right.
Exactly. So noon would be the earliest flight I would take out of Miami. Now, for some of you, you may wish to stay another day or two in Miami. Some folks may wish to do it on both ends, and that's your prerogative, and leave that Tuesday. That Friday morning. So that may be something that you want to consider. For me, I'll be catching, once I get back into Miami that Thursday, I'll be kind of pulling myself together and heading on to the airport and taking a flight back up to New York. So I'm excited about all of that. So now, does that give you a lot of details?
That gives plenty of details. Yes, it does, Carrie.
Awesome.
So excited.
Me too.
Well,
just to remind everybody, the deposit of the $50, you need to really put that down because the entire, the rooms, okay, here's how they work it. That $50 needs to be paid. The deposit needs to be paid this year and just in a little bit of time. Here's the date. It's May 13th of 2023. So that $50 for the room, and I'm talking about for the Ocean View room, needs to be
right.
put down before that date, and that needs to be paid directly to the cruise line, and we'll give you all those details in case you have a question. Of course, we have all this at HAIRadio.com. You'll see the big tab right there, cruising the Bahamas, five-day cruising the Bahamas trip. So that makes sense.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then you have, after you put the $50 down to cover the deposit for the room, you have some time to cover the balance. So it's really good. Now, so just to give you some idea and further break it down, it's really like, seems like it's $25 per person based on the two-person room. So that's why they say the $50 for the deposit for that room type, for that room
right.
type. Now, that may vary if you're looking for some other special type of room. But, again, we have set aside Ocean View rooms only for the trip. But, again, if you're looking for a different type of room, certainly speak. Let us know when you call us at Hair Radio. And let the Carnival telephone, Carnival folks know when you contact them. And so that's really, really super, super important. So again, Nicole Marie, here's the test. So you've decided to take a trip. What's the first thing that you want to do if you wish to go cruising the Bahamas on Carnival with the Hair Radio Morning Show?
The first thing is to call the Hair Radio office. That number is 833-402-8882. And when you call that number, you will receive a booking code to call Carnival Cruise Lines. You cannot book for this cruise unless you have that booking code. So that's the first thing you need to do is call the office number.
Exactly. The cruise line will not assist you without the booking code number. You need to have the booking code number because that tells them that you're part of this special trip.
Right.
Okay, good. Okay, you got so far so good. Now, what are the dates of this incredible trip to the Bahamas, cruising the Bahamas? What
July
are the
13th through July 18th, 2024.
Okay, 2024 is correct, and those dates are correct. We've done five big days. Excellent. So we start on a Saturday out of Miami. So that's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we return on Thursday back into Miami.
Yeah, Thursday.
Yes. Now, I will be myself. I live in New York City, so I'll be flying out of New York down to Miami. So I'm already looking at special rates and knowing which airline might be able to offer me a good deal. And then I want to get down there a day or two early, kind of like Nicole Marie. So I'll be looking at some hotels that are convenient and a great place for me to lay my head until the flight leaves out of Miami on that Saturday at 3:30 in the afternoon. Now, again, I only need to likely pay for hotel going into the trip to Miami. I will not need to pay for hotel coming out of Miami because the flight, the cruise gets in at 8 in the morning back into Miami, arrives back after our 5-day trip, and I can just easily get a connection to the airport, like flying out back up to New York for me or wherever we
might go.
Absolutely. So I'm super excited. Okay. Approximately, now here's a toughie for you. What is the amount of money for the Ocean View room? What is the amount? It's based on two persons. And so each person would have to pay what amount, Nicole Marie?
$833.38. And
awesome.
This is per person.
Yes, and that's, again, for the Ocean View rooms, which holds up to two persons. So if you would like some other kind of room, they may have that available. Again, the only ones that can tell you that will be the cruise line directly. So when you talk to them, inform them of your desire, and I'm sure they will let you know what is available and what payment arrangement you'll need to make. Okay, so really good stuff. Okay. So I'm excited.
Yes.
So we're talking about at sea. So the last information I wanted to make sure everybody was aware of, and by the way, you passed. Great job, Nicole Marie.
Thank you. I'm
yes.
the student now and not the teacher.
You did well. You did well. So I'm super excited. Awesome job. So for you guys out there, when we are on land there in the Bahamas. And again, it's making several different port stops and, you know, all in and around the Bahamas and all of that. We're going to try to get some things going where we put on a little bit of a hair show.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
All right, Keisha McAllister, or shall I say, hey. Mm-hmm. And it's so great to have, it's great to have you back on today's broadcast. And I really wanted to do something special. Again, Keisha McAllister, all the way from wonderful Fairfield, California. So 3,000 miles away from us right here in New York. Yes, on the Radio Morning Show. And so you're always great with Ask a Hairstylist. And I really wanted today to be about a special summer edition. And I thought that you would be just fantastic. We've got some questions from our fans, from folks who have listened to you, who tune into the broadcast. And so I'm super excited to roll on in. What are you thinking about that? Summer talk.
Sounds like a plan. We're getting close to summer, and people need to figure out what to do with their hair and what will work. And this is what I do. I'm a hairstylist.
Okay. So listen, let us roll on in and with our first, we have Keisha, but Keisha, actually she writes in, we have Ada, and she writes in, hi Keisha is what she says. Her name is Ada from Birmingham, Alabama, again, a place I have visited, the premiere shows, you guys were shouting them out. What she said is that summertime there in Alabama is full of humidity. Okay. Mm-hmm. And she says it's very harsh on her hair. And any tips to keep it from feeling sweaty is what she says. She's natural. So, okay. We're going to ask again. She's in Birmingham, just like New York. In the summertime, we have problems with trying to avoid the humidity, super high humidity, probably a little different than where you are in California. So So, but any tips, Keisha, on what you could tell Ada that she could do?
Well, here in California, Ada, thank you so much for your question. Here in California, we have very dry heat. So when we actually do have some humidity, we're all standing around looking crazy at each other trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
But for Birmingham, I have been in some of that Birmingham heat and that humidity.
Ooh, yeah.
I try to, because I'm not a doctor, I always ask my clients, okay, well, what's your sugar intake? Because sugar makes people sweat a lot. All that sugar makes you sweat a lot. The other thing I would consider is the thickness or density of her hair. And for the summer, it might be easier to go into a braided style, something that is controlled where her scalp can actually get some air.
Yeah.
These are the things that I promote even for my clients. Right, even for my clients. Because if you're not good with your own hair, but you need something to do with it and you have a lot of it, and now we're coming up on summertime, I would suggest some sort of either braided style, a crochet. Crochets might be equally as heavy, but you'll still have access to your scalp. So with those styles, you're able to pull them, you know, either in pigtails or pull it up in a bun, something that will let your scalp be aerated.
Absolutely.
And drink plenty of water. But
exactly.
The thing about humidity is, you know, we can't fight the environment, but you can control your hair.
Oh, I love that. Great advice, Keisha McAllister. Ask a hairstylist today. I agree. And that was great advice for Ada. I think to me, when I think of, you know, sweating, or let's pick a nice fancy word, perspiration. when we think of perspiration and all of that, I think keeping your hair clean, your scalp clean rather, and hydration, I just think naturally will help with that. I do. I think awesome advice. Absolutely awesome advice, Keisha. Good job. All right. And you see, yeah, this is something a little different than the dry heat. The dry heat has its challenges too, right?
Mm-hmm. It definitely does. We all, you know, I think in summertime, Black women or women of color are always trying to figure out what we're going to do with our hair.
Yeah.
Because it has to manage a corporate setting. It has to manage sometimes home. It depends on the setting we're in. The environment we're in. So it's things that we do have to consider.
Always great advice. Okay, now we have one from a question coming from Katie. Katie is out in Portland, Oregon. So she's on the West Coast, up from you, of course, in California. She's up in Oregon. And what she says, it's one that I can relate to. It's about leave-in conditioner. She's like asking the difference. What's the big difference between those conditioners that you can leave in versus the ones that you might want to rinse out? And this is one I can certainly relate to, this question. But any advice you might want to talk about? And do you have any of the favorite types of conditioners that you prefer? Please, we want to hear. So, Keisha McAllister, what would you say to Miss Katie out in Portland?
Hello, Katie out in Portland. The thing about leave-in conditioners, I think it really depends on your hair texture and what you're planning to do with your hair. The thing about people who wear their hair straight, the leave-in conditioners can sometimes be too heavy or can end up feeling kind of sticky or like a residue on the hair. And when you go to apply heat to that hair, now you're cooking the hair. So it's really best to consider what is it that you are planning to do with your hair. Leave-in conditioners are really good for people who wear their hair natural, for folks who may wear hair pieces or weave because they're not over manipulating their hair.
Yes.
But I do believe leave-in conditioners are more so for natural.
And I'm going to weigh in and just raise my hand on that one, Keisha McAllister, because you're absolutely, it's exactly what I have discovered for myself. I use our own. We of course, at Carafee, which you guys know is our original house brand at Hair Radio, K-E-R-R-A-P-Y, you know that we have the traditional conditioner that you rinse out, of course. But we also have, from our Moisture 100 line, we have the Carapi Leave-In Conditioner. And let me tell you something, I'm my biggest fan of it. I love it. I absolutely love it because what it does, it definitely keeps your hair moisturized and avoids my hair. And it really, and I don't feel that it has like a heavy film or anything like that. I love the way it leaves my hair, and it's a part of a regular regimen that I use to keep my hair hydrated. Remember, hydrated and then moisturized. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I live in that space, and I think that you guys will kind of feel the same way. So I had to take that one a little bit, but that's my way in on it, and, you know, I think it's great, and I think you gave great advice. I think, to me, it does seem a little bit that it leans very helpful for natural hair folks, I think, perhaps a little bit with the natural hair textures. But great advice. Okay, Keisha. So, but I love it. I absolutely love it. So, please, we already have folks who support us with the Carapi Moisture 100 Leave-In Conditioner. I always say, Keisha, you can use both. You can use our traditional and the leave-in, so good to keep in mind.
Yeah, it's just how you use it, how you work it, and it's going to depend on the client, and it's, you know, depending on the hair.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's so great to have you guys with us. Joining me today, as you guys know, she's with us often. She comes to us all the way out in Fairfield, California. That's 3,000 miles away. I'm here in Brooklyn, New York. And you guys have gotten to know her well. Of course, we're talking about Miss Keisha McAllister. Again, good morning.
Hey, hey, Carrie. How are you?
Yeah.
Good morning.
We are doing just fantastic. We've been covering a special summer edition, if you will, of Ask a Hairstylist, where we're, you know, it's you know, getting into that time of the year where parts of the country, and this year, I've got to say, it's been wacko weather, I call it. Wherever you are in this country, it's been wacko weather. And so, so a lot of us are finding that we have to have different types of hair needs that didn't quite exist, you know, years back. So just today is all about that, and I'm so happy to be getting into some of these questions today with none other than Miss Keisha McAllister. So, Keisha, I've got another question or comment. Let's see. Ooh, this is a good one. Okay. His name is Robert, and he's out in the Aurora, Colorado area, so outside of Denver. I've been to Aurora. And what Robert says, now he is a salon owner, and he's considering this, so this is your pro tip today. He's considering, and I don't know if I've ever heard of this either, it's called a no-tip salon. Ooh, that's a deep one.
No-tip.
So he's saying that he wants to cut out, he's considering cutting out tipping at all to anybody. So making it so that the clients can come in and get their services, pay for their fees, and go. And maybe that'll give him an edge. I don't know. That's really, I've never heard of a no-tip salon. But what are your thoughts on it? This is a good one. Mr. Robin, I'm out in Aurora.
Well, I'm not. Maybe I'm struggling with it. And no tips alone. People would come in and pay for their services anyway. So does he mean he's going to raise the price of the services so he's not, you know, so his.
Well,
his,
and
so
he
his
didn't go in a whole bunch of detail. He didn't go into a whole bunch of detail what I'm looking at here, but what I'm guessing and thinking is that I've heard now they have other things like restaurants and stuff that are no tip restaurants where I've heard of that here on the East Coast. But the no tip salon is a novel idea. Now he's in the Midwest, oh, not Midwest. Well, that's central.
Yeah,
Denver. Somewhat, I guess. But here's the thing on that. I find it fascinating because maybe he's not looking to raise the prices. I don't know. But do you need to raise the prices? I think it's just perhaps it could be a marketing ploy just to get the people to come in and save because oftentimes they're tipping 15, 20, 20% of the services, maybe more. And so and that might be figured into the stylist income. So,
well, that's the thing.
I don't know.
That's the thing, Carrie. Not everybody tips. They just show up for their appointment.
Well, hold it. Did you just say not everybody even tips to begin with?
Not everybody tips, no.
They just get up and walk out?
They pay for their service and then make their next appointment and go.
And how do you feel about that?
You made your next appointment. I'll see you next time.
No, I just think it's interesting.
Because you have a lot of people.
No.
Because you have a lot of people who give a big tip and you won't see them for a year.
Ooh.
Right. You won't see them for a year, year and a half. So that's why I'm asking. Maybe he's raising the price, like leveling the price. So he's not, so his stylists aren't contingent or waiting for a tip. Looking to see if that's going to be a part of their, you know, of their service.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get it. I do get it. If that's what he's doing, then he's kind of factoring the tip into the service, which,
and,
you know.
And it makes it sound good to the client, like, oh, I don't have to leave a tip. Where they're really paying the tip anyway.
Right. It's included in the service. So, you know, I get it. I do.
Well,
get
have
that
you ever? I've never heard of that kind of a salon. Have you heard of a no tip salon?
No, I've never heard of it, but I understand why he might be doing it.
Mm. Wow.
Especially this time of year. This time of year is tough for hairdressers and for creative people. The first part of the year. I don't know why that is. Like right until Easter, it's. People are, I guess, trying to figure the year out or whatever.
Okay. Well, so this is interesting. Okay. So,
so follow up and see how it works out.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you give Robert a thumbs up or a thumbs down on that no tip idea?
You know what? I have to say I'm impartial because I really don't have any feelings about it, really, because I understand why he's doing it, and then I've been on the other side where people tip all the time. So I'd just be interested to see what happens in the next 6 months.
Right. Well, so would we.
Yeah, I'd be interested to follow up.
Robert, if you are listening, go for it. He just says, go for it. And I have to give you a thumbs up as well. It sounds a little off-putting at first, but, you know, I think it could lure in some clients. I do. I do think because I think that there's some clients who may wrestle with the idea of tipping. And I think that if they have the perception, if our clients and your clients that you're servicing rather, have the idea that they are saving money, or that it's something that they don't have to sit and calculate and all this kind of stuff, I think it might be appealing. We might actually really bring this whole notion of the Notes of Salon everywhere. So his shop is out in Colorado, but wouldn't that be nice if we could think about it? So I'd love to hear from you guys out there on this. I really would.
Yeah,
I think
it'll be different types of salons that will be able to manage that type of management.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Wow.
But the thing about people is they think that hairstylists already make $1 million. So a lot of times they don't think you need the money. So
especially if you happen to be the owner as well.
Right. Especially that. And they don't realize, you know, well, we have PG&E here, but he's got electricity to pay. You know, he's got services and to pay. And if it's a big salon, then he's probably, you know, it's probably expensive. So if he's including that in the services, then that takes care of his salon. And then on top of that, it's like if the client wants to tip that particular stylist, then that's up to the client.
Now, that's interesting. See, that's where I think that it can get a little murky. I think that if you are running a no-tip salon, and if everybody knows this and it's well presented on placards all throughout the shop and all of that, and everybody knows you're a no-tip salon, they really shouldn't tip, because then it might be unfair, because you may have it that your staff, that you guys are sharing from a pool. You may have it all kinds of additional things that you're doing that we may not know. So it might be a little unfair to still tip. I don't think, I would say no tipping. If it's no tipping, it's no tipping. And I don't know if I tiptoe around that. Pardon.
Well, no. I mean, the thing about it is, how do you address it being a no-tip salon? Do you place that on the wall? Or are you just raising your prices or changing your service menu?
Well, see, that's the thing. I would follow what you said. For me, if this were my shop, I would accommodate the prices in my menu items, my price list. I would also make it very, trust me, you say it a few times and word gets around real quick about not having to tip or not paying anything additional. You don't think folks are going to remember that real quick? They will. And it'll also get around real fast. But to me, I would utilize it as a sales type tip or marketing tip to bring in new clients. And I would also incorporate a little bit of what you said, because I literally would incorporate, I take all that stuff and consider, you know, in adding that on into my pricing. I mean, that's just me. But I'm loving this conversation today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. My very special guest, Keisha McAllister, and this very special summer edition of Ask a Hairstylist. Great talk. I like it, Keisha. I'm enjoying this. Okay, good stuff. You're just enjoying me talking to you today, Keisha McAllister. Okay. Well, listen, the last question here comes to us from someone in my neck of the woods in New York, but they're in New York upstate in Albany. Her name is Alexa, I guess like the voice device thing. But yeah, Alexa says, this is easy for you. She says, is summer different than fall care for your hair? Okay. Is summer different than fall care? And I think it touches on what we let in with today. What are your thoughts, Ms. Hairstylist? What are your thoughts today?
Well, I think if you're already in a routine of hair care, then it'll probably just be styling that may be the difference if you're already taking care of your hair. if you are not taking care of your hair, then you need to find a stylist or a chair to sit in to help you get into a rhythm or, you know, to take care of your hair. Now, summer on the East Coast is humid, and fall on the East Coast is also humid until the weather breaks.
Right.
So something
right.
else. So it's hard to say. You know, it's almost how you really have to pay attention to the weather or how your body reacts to the weather. And if the summer care was about moisture and emollients and, you know, keeping your hair and your scalp clean and things like that, then that's what you should still do for the fall and winter. But I encourage you to find a chair, a stylist to sit with, even if you go sit with them once a month, to get a routine or plan for your hair. That's
wow.
what I would suggest.
Alexa, okay, from Albany, New York. Okay, well, I tell you, thank you so much for that, Keisha. So listen, just in kind of putting a wrap-up of this for today. So summer care, you do need to pay a little bit of attention. And like I said, between the two of us, we cover both sides of the country. So this
right.
is, right? We literally have everybody in between us. So this is really a great conversation to have. And folks are always looking when the seasons start to change, what do they need to do to their hair? I say keep it right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Tune in and catch Keisha for the very next Ask a Hairstylist right here. Yes. Okay. All right, folks. Keisha, thanks so much. Keisha McAllister, thanks again. We appreciate it. Great job. Okay. You got it. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more to go this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Waiting for the time to pass you by. Hope the winds of change will change your mind. I could give a thousand reasons why, and I know you, and you've got to make it on your own, but we don't have to grow up, we can stay forever young. Living on my sofa, drinking rum and cola underneath the rising sun. I could give a thousand reasons why, but you're going, and you know that all you have to do is stay a minute. Just take your time, the clock is ticking, so stay. All you have to do is wait a second, your hands on mine. The clock is ticking, so stay.
right, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is my great honor to bring to the line, I have to say, she is a celebrity astrologer. She's all over the internet and in so many different newspapers. It's my great honor to bring to the line Magi Helena. Helena, good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Carrie, and good morning to your listeners. Hi.
Yes. Well, listen, I am just going to jump right on in because this is something that has been very important to me to bring to our fan base here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. But first, I have to kind of break it down. What is astrology, but science-related astrology, if I'm saying that correctly? Please, Helena, please tell us
about it. You're saying it just fine, Carrie. Basically, astrology is the observance of the planets and asteroids and so on in the sky, and figuring out how, if at all, these points, these bright, shiny points in the sky, influence us here on Earth. That's kind of astrology in a nutshell. What's really interesting is that although some people think there's lots of kinds of astrology, in fact, there's really only two kinds. There's belief-based astrology, which all ancient forms of astrology are belief-based, and there's science-based astrology, which is based on statistical research. If you take, let's say, 10,000 couples and you run their charts through a data program, you can start to see the similarities between relationships that are happy and relationships that blow up. So we start with a hypothesis, just like any science, like, hey, I wonder if that works. And then you do the research to figure out if it works consistently or not. If it works consistently, you've got something you can really use. If it doesn't, hey, back to the drawing board. Start with a new hypothesis and you know, start over. So the type of astrology I use is based on this scientific model. If it works consistently and reliably, then we use it. Otherwise, we don't. So that what that means is we have accurate advice to give people. I'm not just making it up. It's not just some, you know, woo-woo belief. And I'm not against belief-based astrology. It just isn't accurate enough to give concrete, solid advice to people. And if I can't, you know, really be sure that I'm leading them correctly, I don't want to be leading them.
Well, I do want to ask you about that. Because it seems to me I just had not heard that correlation between, you know, the science being used to describe. I guess it's still I've heard of is the belief-based astrology, so to speak, a lot more prevalent, I guess is what I'm driving at.
Yeah, it's probably about 99% of all astrology because one person says it, somebody else says, "Oh, that sounds cool," and then they use it. There's no validity in the sense that it can't be proven. And so people have always regarded astrology as something to believe in or not, like it's some mystical thing. Now, I'm a mystic and I'm highly intuitive, but the principles I use are based on scientific research. And so that then can't just be dismissed as, oh, I don't believe in that, because science doesn't work like that. People who say, well, I don't believe in astrology, I say, do you believe in gravity? Because it doesn't matter whether you believe in gravity or not, it's still going to work. You know, drop that apple, it's going to fall.
It's going to, wow. Well, I have to say, we are just blown away here. And I have to start with Magi, Helena. Magi, is, describe for us again what that title is. I understand it is a title. But tell us a little bit about it, because it's just fascinating on your website. But yes, please.
Oh, thank you. You know what? Magi is a title. I was awarded that title when I became certified as a level 4 Magi astrologer in 2002. And so Helena's my name. Magi is my title. And because I'm kind of an informal person, I'm not real attached to the title all the time. You don't have to use it. Just call me Helena.
Okay. Well, We love that. Magi Helena. I love saying Magi. Okay, so that works for me. Now, I see a lot of this that you seem to be about, to me, seems it's very different for me, and that's what really caught my eye when I'm just kind of looking through, mm-hmm. scrolling or looking through the internet for different things and, you know, and coming up with folks to bring and introduce to our fans. I have to say I was really kind of surprised, and I think I saw something about on your website. Now, I guess, Helena, the first thing I should, since I keep referencing your website, please share that with everybody, if that's okay.
Well, it's magihelena.com. So magihelena.com.
Oh,
and I
awesome.
Do invite you to come visit me, and there's a nice little coupon you can grab and sign up for some freebies, too.
Let me tell you, folks, her website will blow your mind. I love it. It is, and this is true, it's very thorough, very clear, and it looks very helpful. And you start reading through some information, I think you'll be very happy and very pleased. So
you,
I want to ask you about, well, you're welcome. I want to ask you about the timing of what this means in terms of, talking about astrology. So why is timing so important? Because I've never heard that associated with it before.
Well, you know, lots of people say timing is everything. I think a lot of people kind of intuitively understand, you know, hey, timing is important. And yet nobody ever takes it to the next step. Okay, well, if it's important, how do I use it? So what I've tried to do is take it to the next step. Here's how to use it. Because here's the thing about astrology. Simple astrology isn't accurate, and accurate astrology isn't simple. And if I wanted to teach someone enough to teach them to really use this relatively complex system to get their timing, I might have to work with them for 5 years. So that's not that doable for the average person to go study something for 5 years just to figure out the best day to go to a salon for the first time. You know,
exactly.
So what I've tried to do is sort of fill in the blank and actually give people a tool that they can use based on this research-based system, tools that they can use to know, hey, when to go on a first date if you've got high hopes that this person could really be important to you, could really be the one. Timing can make the difference between meeting your soulmate or meeting a heartbreaker.
Uh-huh.
Timing makes a big difference in the day you get married. That chart of the marriage date will rule that marriage as long as those two people stay married. Same with starting a new business. Same with debuting a new radio show. Same with making an important appearance. So, and there's all kinds of different cycles. There's cycles that make you more beautiful and cycles that make you more ugly. So unfortunately, when we're in ugly cycles, we tend to look in the mirror and, you know, sort of have a minor heart attack and then go,
I got to go
do something. So then you go do something under those same ugly stars that are influencing you to look your worst, and what you do comes out bad because you're under ugly stars. So no matter how bad you look under ugly stars, you want to wait for your beauty stars before you go to that salon for the first time or you go get that Botox or whatever it is you're thinking about.
Right.
Or even starting new products, which are so expensive now if you want quality. You know,
exactly.
If you start that expensive new whatever under ugly stars, it's not going to work for you. It's not going to make you more beautiful. You want to wait till you got the beauty stars and then start that expensive new product. So those are some of the ways that we leverage timing. And I offer these instant calendars now on my website. They aren't free, but you can get one almost free with the coupon, the first
awesome.
One. But you can get a calendar for love. You can get one for career and love. You can get one for health and beauty. So depending on what you're interested in, you can get a calendar that shows you all the ups and downs of when to do important things.
Wow. Well, I'm loving this. Let me just catch everybody up. First, folks, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. I have a very special guest on with us today. It's her very, very first time ever being on our broadcast. And she's an amazing very well-known, I'm going to say renowned astrologer, who I'm just blown away with her conversation this morning.
Thank you.
I want to again welcome Magi Helena, and you know, we'll call her Helena. I want to welcome her again to the broadcast. Just really great stuff that you're talking about. Now, one of the things that really strikes me when it comes to, you know, navigating, you were just kind of, you know, a little bit mentioning about timing and all of that. And I want to talk about, you know, relationships a little bit. How important does it play, or does it play a part? Can astrology play a part in, you know, creating or building personal relationships that, you know?
Absolutely, Carrie, sure does. First of all, if you're in what's called Cinderella cycles, those are the cycles that can help you meet your soulmate. Those are incredibly important to know about, those Cinderella cycles, and how many you're in, because you're going to use those cycles to choose the days. Like, let's say you met someone online and you're, you know, moving forward. Things feel good enough, you're moving forward, whether you're moving forward to want to meet them. Now, this doesn't relate to just a sexual hookup. If you're just hooking up, you don't need Cinderella cycles for that. If you want to hook up, but you hope maybe it can go somewhere.
That's a cycle.
you want your sexual cycles, because there are sexual cycles, and bad sex cycles. So those are super important to know too, you know, before you plan your vacation or plan the first time you're actually going to get horizontal with somebody.
Wow. Well,
but
I think
love,
this is our very first time having this discussion, but I'm loving it. Yes,
I'm not real shy at this point after all these years talking to people about what's real.
I'm loving it.
I'm going to go back, though. Thank you. I'm going to go back
please.
To Cinderella, which is about meeting your soulmate. That's the first step, if you will, of building a relationship and utilizing the stars. You know, what was the word you used? Leverage them. I don't know what the word was, but that's essentially what you're doing. This is a system that can help you if you use it. So, hey, I don't know that many people that don't want more help in life. We all need it. I mean, life is rough, you know. So heartbreak cycles, that's another kind of cycle a person can be in, are horrible. And people you meet under heartbreak cycles have a much higher probability of breaking your heart, and nobody wants that.
Wow.
So we want to know when we're in Cinderella and when we're not in heartbreak to meet those wonderful new people we're hoping to meet in person that we know online. That's the first step. Also then, each of us has a birth chart, you know, the chart of the moment that we were born. And your birth chart and somebody else's birth chart are going to interact together in predictable ways. If you understand the system. And I spent years, because the whole reason my calendars and my love compatibility reports were even born is people kept saying, Helena, I need your help. But I can't afford you every time, or I don't want to wait, you know, weeks to talk to you. I need to know right now, you know, I need something affordable. So that's kind of how I ended up developing these instant products. And with the relationship reports, I took a data pool of couples that I knew personally or professionally, and I knew the backstory, and I knew the outcome. And I started digging around for, what algorithms, what equations can explain this relationship? And I spent years on it, but I eventually got there. So my reports can either give you a real cheap, inexpensive, quick, like, brief look at somebody you're just thinking about meeting maybe. How's that likely to be? Will you be attracted to each other? Could they break your heart? Are you likely to form an attachment with each other? Then I have a more complicated report that gives you all the potentials. You know, are you likely to piss each other off in this way, or are you likely to piss each other off in that way? How compatible are you likely to be, et cetera? So those things are pretty amazing. And I do offer, by the way, everybody, a 100% money-back guarantee on all my stuff, the calendars and the love reports.
Helena, that's what I was going to ask you about. How can folks get their hands on these reports? I'm raising my hand right now as well.
Yeah, go to my website, magihelena.com. Hit that coupon that'll pop up and aggravate you in the first few seconds, but it'll give you $9. Yeah. And a love calendar, for example, a one-month love calendar is $9.99, so you can get that for 99 cents. Plus, I run freebies, and I'm running a double freebie about January 11th. I haven't finalized the date, but it'll probably be that day. So if you want a double freebie, be on my mailing list, sign up. There's a sign-up page for freebies, and get on there, and you can try some cool stuff for free. I usually run them every couple of months, and then all kinds of sales and specials and other stuff too.
Well, we are loving this. Now, that's www.magihelena.com.
That's it. That's correct. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Absolutely. Well, I think this is quite interesting to me, and I love that you have these amazing reports, and you break it down for everybody. So there, you definitely can find what you're looking for on that website. And so
Thanks, Carrie. This is really nice.
Yes, well, I wanted to ask you my big question here.
Yeah.
What about, do folks always, first of all, are you like one of those, where the doctors or the lawyers, you always get hit up for, questions about, for information, just like free advice, so to speak.
Of course. You know, every professional does. And, I understand people's desire. And I also understand I spent way too many years struggling for money to not understand that some people need stuff inexpensive or free, because that's how it goes sometimes.
This is true. Well, you are just a delight. You really are. So listen, I am glad that we have, been able to make this awesome connection, and we want to certainly have you back here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, we'll talk and we'll get some things going. I think the fans, just going to love you this morning, and they're just going to appreciate all of the wonderful things that you bring. So listen, any closing thoughts? You're the person that we have to ask for anything you want to share in terms of looking forward or looking ahead. Any closing thoughts this morning?
Just pick your days carefully. We are in, obviously the world is in a bit of chaos right now.
Just a tad.
And one of the reasons for that is because Chiron, which is a small dwarf planet that a lot of people have never even heard of, but is actually one of the most important ones out there, affects so many parts of life. And Saturn, which is an old grump when he's in a really, really good mood.
Yeah.
It goes downhill from there. Those two are fairly slow moving, and they're close enough to the same degree range that they and other Saturn midpoints are doing a lot of colliding in the sky right now. And anytime a Saturn or Saturn midpoint collides with Chiron, it's a heartbreak. It's a heartbreak in the sky. We have tons of heartbreaks in the sky. They started around 2020. That was such a good year. And they're continuing, unfortunately. So we have to be much more careful when we do our biggest and most important things, or even our little stuff like, go to a salon for the first time, or go to a cosmetic dentist, whatever we're doing, meeting a new person, starting a new job. We have to be more careful about our date selections, because there's just more bad vibe in the sky right now. It just is what it is. It's not good.
That's
we don't like it. Nobody likes it. But, you don't get ahead in life by not facing facts.
Wow. Well, I have to tell you, we're facing reality with this, and thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
You've made things a lot clearer, and like I said, we've got to get you back here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, especially as we move along. So thank you so much, Magi Helena, as our special guest today. Again, a wonderful, wonderful astrologer, and so much more. You do quite a bit out there, and you provide a lot of wonderful guidance for folks, and so we so appreciate it. And again, your website is MagiHelena.com, so we'll definitely send everybody there. Thanks so much for being with us on the show, Elena.
Carrie, I'm so honored. It's a pleasure, and I look forward to further conversations.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you. Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
This is definitely a very, very serious matter. And so
yeah,
my question
no
is
doubt.
To you, yes, you know, there seems to be so much upheaval and dissension between the political groups. We have scandals going on, so much that it's just going on in the political arena. So my question for you is, where do we go from here?
When you become successful, everybody wants you to be successful till you're successful.
That's right.
Then once you're successful, everybody wants to tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking.
Mm.
And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you.
Mm.
And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You've just got to be strong enough. And when you're strong enough and you get who you are, man, what a life.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Tuesday morning, April 18th of 2023. It is our show number 839. That's show number 839. As we kind of dig into all that's happening in the world of hair, beauty, and community. Listen, we've got a lot more to get into. You guys have been listening in the first hour of the show today where we kind of caught you up on the cruise that's happening in 2024, summer of 2024. It's still important if you're planning to go to get your deposit in. Also, we heard from Keisha McAllister from out in sunny Northern California. And it's my honor to bring to the line one of our co-stars, Michael Hopkins, who is the host of the Vet Talk radio show. You guys know it well. It airs today. come up today in a special time, about quarter after or so, you want to definitely make sure and be locked in, tuned in to the station. Keep it right here. You'll hear it. Michael, happy Tuesday. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Carrie. I am just great. Happy mid-show.
Yes, it's good to have you with us. Nicole Marie will be back tomorrow. Listen, I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about the Vet Talk radio show. So we're going to get into all of that. First, I have a bevy of updates. Okay, we got a lot to get into during this hour. Now, coming up again in the next hour, you'll hear Michael's wonderful new episode, which we're going to talk a little bit about in just a moment. But Michael, there's some things that kind of turn on my TV, and it's almost so difficult and heavy to process this. You guys have heard the story over the weekend. This young, incredible, gifted man. He's a young man, only 17 years of age. 17. His name is Ralph Jarl. You guys know he's the black teen, the wonderful young teenager who was shot after ringing the wrong doorbell. Now, there has been a lot of talk about this. You guys have seen the news. What you may not know is that there has been a GoFundMe page set up that's collected over $2.5 million so far. So, Michael, we haven't really talked about this topic on the airwaves, on the show. We've got to get into it. It's what folks are talking about in our community. Anything you want to say about this?
Wow, Carrie. I mean, my heart goes out to him, his family, and it just, people, guns, safety, lack of thereof, it touches on so many things. And being a person that's from that realm of having to carry firearms for a living and all, and when I hear about things like this, it does so many things to me, Carrie. I mean, it's sadness, it's anger.
Well,
it
didn't
triggers.
Really have anything to do with law enforcement, Michael, for a change. But what is really unnerving about it, when I first heard this story, the fact that it was very obvious, they were reluctant to say that race had played a part in it, but I mean,
right.
Come on, obviously race played not just a part in it, a major part of
right.
it.
Right.
But here's what the problem is. The fellow who, the shooter, is, up there in age, about 84 years old or so. But here's the thing, to believe that anyone of color, that could have been anybody black, and you didn't have to be ringing his bell. Obviously, you could have jaywalked or something, or bumped into him on the street, or who knows what. And this has become where it is acceptable, so it seems to me, to bully black people, to mistreat black people, to shoot and kill our families and kids with very little accountability, so it seems. I mean, it doesn't, it's not even so it seems. We see that there's no, hardly anybody's held accountable. My God, it doesn't, you know, we just have to be honest. For God's sake, I get so sick of just not being able to be forthright about what is obvious and true. And this is pitiful. It's pitiful.
Now, oh, yes, it is.
They and when I say they, I mean this. It's not everybody, but it's a certain segment in our community, not in our community, but in the community at large, that has that criminalized our color. So when you see black people, they automatically think, because they bought into, and these are the messages that they've been receiving through the media for years.
decades.
So these are the messages they've been receiving. It's not that folks just woke up and decided per se to be racist. That's what's been reinforced. You know, so this is the problem. And then the lack of accountability, because they, I believe, have believed it. So if you think that black people are not deserving of justice, you think that we don't deserve to be treated fairly, you think that we deserve to be, God forbid, shot and killed and run over by cars and all the things that have been done to us in recent years and continue to be done to us. This is enough. We've long been at the point where we've been at enough. We're way past enough. But some action has to be done, and I don't know who can do it, but we've got to turn the tide. I don't know if this has to do more so with the gun. Obviously, it's all interconnected in my vision. So the over proliferation of guns and assault rifles that are assault rifles where you can purchase assault rifles. What in the world is wrong with this country? My goodness. It's like it's run by complete lunacy. I'm sorry. It's run by lunacy. You can't live in peace. It's one thing that if you want to have guns and all this crazy stuff, fine, if it does not affect other people. But when it starts infringing upon the liberties of others, there's a major problem. And we're far past that point. So I look and I see a country, a culture, a community that is in pain. Now, this young man who is a musician, one of the top in his state already at his age, very smart young man. But it's almost implied, oh, well, he's so smart he didn't deserve to be shot. No one deserves to be shot. How about that? So my heart goes out to him. It goes out to his family. Again, the politicians are the ones that are holding up sensible legislation on guns. It's really that simple. So that's what it is. These gun lobbyists, in my opinion, wackadoodle folk, but that's me, who are kind of got their put on the neck of our children, because that's how I feel. And I just hope that we can do better as a country, as a nation. So you heard it from me, Carrie Hines. You don't have to agree with me. I'm not asking for your opinion. That really was not a question. So just thought that we'd get that on out there. I knew that this would be a tough topic. I knew, Michael, when I looking at notes and preparing the shows, I knew this would be tough today. Because I think, first of all, the 17-year-old who went to the wrong address and to pick up his twin siblings, that could be anybody. And he's a child. He's a child himself. Now, any other community, there would have been protesting in the streets and the whole country would have been weighing in had this young boy been any other color. But in our community, the man, because of their, again, laws in that state, he was out in 24 hours. They had to rearrest him, but that seemed after the country was in uproar. So you almost, it seems to me when the victim is black, you almost have to beg until the cows come home just to get a semblance of what seems to be justice, if that. what everybody else seems to be entitled to. So that's my look at it. Again, we're going to keep you guys informed. I'm hoping and praying that there is not an again, but we all know there will be. We all know there will be. Listen, we're going to take a little break. Michael, when we come back, we have some good updates from the radio show, plus a little bit more to talk to you about in terms of some news items, and we'll be right back. We'll be back, Michael. Stay with us.
You wake up and your house is a mess and you decide to clean up your house and doing it makes you feel better, that's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here and I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, you put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you just to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than 3 things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all natural hair care products. We use all natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com. to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's 2 thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk
on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Hey, everybody, it's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here, because your hair speaks volumes.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. Just Salon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon Towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon Towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's Just Salon Towels.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, April 18th of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It is our show number 839. That's show number 839 today. Coming up on Vet Talk episode about 8:20 or so this morning, special time. Vet Talk episode is number 23. We're going to chat with Michael about that in just a moment. But first, I want to remind everybody that the Hair Radio Morning Show is here from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, and we're so excited, so excited. So we're going to check in with Michael Hopkins. Want to kind of continue our conversation a little bit here this morning. We're getting into our third hour, which is our spotlight hour, and so much more to talk about. And again, I promised some additional updates, and I do have those. Michael Hopkins, who comes to us out of Spotsylvania, Virginia, again, the host, he's an ACA, an accredited claims agent and veterans advocate, and you've been hosting the show for a couple of years now on our network, Michael. Again, good morning. Welcome to the third hour.
Yes, Carrie. Oh, yes. It's been 2 years
right.
of just love.
Good. Wow. Okay. Love for the veterans, we're going to say.
That's right. Love for the veterans. Oh, yes. They are my passion. Veteran
yes.
to veteran.
Well, listen,
they are my passion.
We appreciate it. We can't wait to hear today's episode. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment. First, I do have some updates and things like that. Okay, the cruise. Again, you heard it this morning. If you need to play the show back to listen, there's a full-on discussion about it at the beginning of today's episode. You can do that.
We'll share the entire three-hour episode on social media a little later today. You can always Google The Hair Radio Morning Show. So five words. You can put that in Google, and all of our episodes will pop up. You can click and listen to whichever broadcast that you would like. Okay, so with that being said, I also wanted to talk a little bit on what other updates that we have. This weekend, which we're going to say April 23rd, is all set for a Zoom, big Zoom call for everybody. We're doing a Zoom presentation on how to get rich in the hair business, really kind of celebrating our 10th anniversary of the book that I wrote. And so we're going to be talking about some tips and things in there and just having a good old-fashioned conversation. So everybody's welcome to join us. It's no charge. And again, I'll put all that out on our wonderful social media site pages at hairradio.com as well, HAIradio.com, that is. We'll have it everywhere. And we encourage you to join us for that. That's, again, the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business special Zoom on Sunday, April 23rd. So I'm real excited about that. Hopkins, you see I have to get through all these updates, so I got to talk real fast today.
Oh, yeah.
Also wanted to, yeah. Now, listen, here's something you may be able to relate to. Well, first of all, let me just say there's a TV show called Fantasy Island that's back. And I just happened to be turning the TV yesterday through all of the things that are coming on, like Fox and different channels. And there it was. Now, I love this. It stars Rosalind Sanchez, and she's just an incredible actress. And also a young lady that played at Kiara Barnes, who played on Bold and the Beautiful soap opera. And it's really a remaking of this show that you remember with Mr. Rourke and good old Tattoo.
Oh, yeah, the plane boss.
You remember that, Hopkins.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He would go up in the bell tower and ring it every time. The plane, everybody loved
plane,
Tattoo.
Oh, yeah. In the clean old white suits. I mean, oh, yeah.
Yeah, great actors. And Ricardo Montalban, of course, you guys remember him as well from The Wrath of Khan.
That's right.
What a versatile actor. Well, here in this new version of the TV show, which comes on Fox, his great-great niece, played by Rosalind. So it's set in Puerto Rico. That's why it's so beautiful. Let me tell you something. The original Fantasy Island didn't ever look this good. This first Puerto Rico is breathtaking. If you've never been, folks, I've only been to Puerto Rico once in my life, and I was blown away at how beautiful it was.
Wow.
Yeah,
I've been there twice, and you're right. It is beautiful in Puerto Rico. Oh, my God.
They
have old breathtaking.
Yes, I went to the new side. I've only been there once. Well, technically, I've been twice because I took a cruise from there. So I flew there and then took a cruise and then came back from the cruise to different islands. So does that count as twice?
Oh, yeah, I'm going with that theory.
Okay. Well, listen, let me tell you, the first question I said to the folks who were living there, I said, what on earth do you want to come up to New York for? You've got this. I mean, it's breathtaking. And when you watch Fantasy Island, the rehash of the TV show, they show that place is just, there are no words at how beautiful it is there. So I love it. It comes on the TV show, the new Fantasy Island, comes on 9 o'clock on Fox. So check your listings where you are, guys, for Fantasy Island. And you may be able to Google it and all that stuff out there, but it's a brand new version, and I love it because they usually feature TV stars and movie stars that you have kind of lost touch with and have a lot of new people that are interesting. So I loved it. I watched it last night. I'll be tuned in next Monday night for it. So check it out when you guys get a chance. Also want to say, speaking of entertainment kind of talk, still wishing and sending our prayers to movie actor Jamie Foxx. We're hoping it's a good week or so now, and he's still in the hospital that we're aware of. We're not quite sure what's happened. I don't think an official statement's been released, but we are certainly – we've heard all the gossip out there, so we're just wishing him well. He's in a hospital down in Georgia because he was filming a new movie with movie actress Cameron Diaz when he took ill. And supposedly, you know, the gossip is, like they said, the streets are kind of chatting. And what we've heard, Michael, is that, you know, there was some dissension on the set. Now, we haven't confirmed any of this. So we don't know. But that's what the streets are kind of chatting about this morning. And Cameron Diaz, so I remember the press going into this a few weeks back, not even a month ago, when Cameron Diaz was selected to co-star. Now, this movie also has Glenn Close, by the way. So this is not a little movie.
Oh, wow, Glenn Close,
Jamie is one of the producers, I believe, of this movie. So he wanted to bring back Cameron Diaz, who hadn't been in a movie starring in 8 years. So the rumor had it that she had retired and was really away from movies, and Jamie convinced her to come back to do his movie. Well, there's been all kinds of things said that because Cameron is getting a whole lot of press, which is what is happening. She, you know, it's big news that she's come back and starring in a new movie. And so she was one of the biggest stars in Hollywood. And so this is the gossip mill again. So it's that Jamie, they said, was concerned about that and was acting a little diva-ish. We don't know, diva-ish. So and so Cameron didn't appear to be happy, according to, we don't know any of these reports to be true. This is what the streets are saying. But we're hoping that, you know, that Jamie continues to improve and gets better and all of that. And we want to get him back onto, you know, the scene out here and let us know what's happening. You know, we just wish him the best. We
so
really
true,
do.
Carrie. That's so true. We do, really do.
Right.
Wow.
Now, I met him once. Back in the 90s, and I shared that when they first launched Vibe magazine. You guys remember it was the big magazine created by Quincy Jones. And I remember going to the launch party. At that time, I lived in Los Angeles, and my friends worked at Billboard magazine and the other trade paper called The Hollywood Reporter. So they used to get tickets to all the shows and stuff. So they had tickets, took me to the launch party, where again, for Vibe, and everybody was there. The fellow from The Fresh Prince, not the toga, but the other fellow there, Alfonso Ribeiro.
Alfonso Ribeiro.
Tyra Banks, the model, she was there. John Singleton, the director, they were dating at the time, so they were there together. I spoke to Bill Bellamy. He was there. When I came outside, it was held downtown in Los Angeles at a nightclub called the Mayan. And so when I came outside the Mayan club, there was Jamie Foxx walking with one of his colleagues. At that time, Jamie was on a TV show called In Living Color. He hadn't made the transition to big movie star. And so, but I chatted with him outside the door, he and his friend, and they were going getting into their little, they didn't have a rooftop. It was a super beautiful red sports car. And he was very, very nice, took time to chat with me, and I never forgot that moment in time and never will. And, you know, I have to say, just it was an incredible time, it really was. So those were some of my early memories. You know, again, just being in the right place at the right time and hobnobbing it up with the celebrities. Now, this is how they party out in the in L.A. and out in the hills and all that other stuff. I remember it was a big club in downtown, but you would never know that they were having a premiere. There was no signs and stuff like that. If you didn't know a party was happening there, you wouldn't be there. You weren't going to.
Wow.
So you weren't getting there.
So wow.
Those were the days. Now, Michael, I have to turn to Vet Talk Radio. We've got to talk about Vet Talk today. We haven't had a whole bunch of time to talk about it. So today's Tuesday. Your episode number 23 is today. What can you tell us or tell fans to expect on Vet Talk this week?
Oh, short, sweet, to the point. It's 5 overlooked disabilities to help you gain rating approval, Carrie.
Ooh, that's a mouthful, Michael Hopkins.
Yes, it
five
is.
Hopefully.
Yes, it is.
Wow. So why was this episode important for you to put together? Tell us.
Carrie, just in a nutshell, you know, once again, these are a lot of things that a lot of vets kind of can overlook in the claims process. And I just thought I would just bring it on out there, as you always say, so that they can look at all of this.
Outstanding. Well, listen, we are excited. You've been doing an amazing job. It's season 2, and you've had a number of episodes. Well, you're about to wrap for this season, and I can't even think about season 3 just yet for Vet Talk. But you've done an amazing job. Yeah. And this topic is no exception. I mean, it is one that we want to know about, and I cannot wait to dig in and just enjoy. I'm really super excited about it. Yeah, so this is really good stuff. So, Michael, now, what else are you looking to bring to to the forefront here through our show and for Vet Talk and the veterans and all that wonderful good stuff? Anything else you want to add to that this morning?
Oh, yes, Carrie. You know, we want to bring some new shows to the Vet Talk, and one of them is going to be talking about Veteran to Veteran. That's one of the shows. Just hanging out with my veteran brothers, and it's going to be really interesting because there are a lot of veterans out there that have stories to tell. And I think
everybody's
going to love it.
Story, Michael.
Yeah, and
everybody has
do.
A story. Yeah, and I really want to hear the veteran stories. I want to hear. So I know you guys out there feel the same way. And let me just make sure everybody's aware, in case today's your first time tuning into the Hit Radio Morning Show, I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hopkins. Nicole Marie's our co-host off today. Now, what I do want to say is that we're about hair, beauty, and community. So Michael Hopkins, Vet Talk falls in under our community banner, and we're always so excited. We love the veterans. We want to continue to be their best advocate voices right here on our show. So I'm super excited about it and can't wait.
Very much so.
Yeah. So listen, wanted to also remind everybody, in case you have not forgotten or not heard about it, but our AfroLock magazine, Michael, made its big splash on the social media.
Yes, it
so
did,
excited.
Carrie. Wow.
Oh, the cover has been well received.
Yes. I mean, if you didn't see it, folks, you got to go look at it.
Yeah, when you saw these covers, Michael, what went through your mind?
Carrie, those covers were just so awesome. That's what went through my mind, man. They were just awesome. And I couldn't wait. I said, what else is he going to do? Is it going to be, oh, my God, I've got to just, you know, it was just awesome, Carrie. And they're
thank
beautiful.
You.
The covers are beautiful. Folks out there, if you haven't seen the covers, go check them out.
We're also going to put them. Good point. You can find them on my page at Carrie Hines on the Facebook, but I'm also going to put them at our website, hairadio.com, on the forum. So you can go there where it says post with the big blue button. You can just click on that and then go to the Hair Radio Morning Show group page, and we'll have it there. So I cannot wait to share all that more with you today. Also, again, go to hairadio.com. You'll see it right there. I'm excited. I really am. I think this is
very
just
much
the
so,
beginning.
Karen.
Yeah,
very
this
much
is just
so.
The beginning of what we've got going on, and a lot more. Now, Michael, coming up in the weeks ahead, we have very special guests returning to the broadcast. One, you know very, very well. She's known as the Queen of Toes. Okay, well, yes,
yeah,
you heard that. You heard me right.
Oh, yes,
she's
I know
queen
who that is.
Of Toes. She's a podiatrist. We're talking about the one and only Dr. Yolanda Ragland, who is the brain power behind fixyourfeet.com. Again, if you have problems with your feet or would like to know about all of that, she's the person to tune into. She'll be here on Tuesday, May 2nd, special time at 7:30 in the morning. So you don't want to miss her. She'll be, again, returning to the Hair Radio Morning Show on Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023 at about 7:30 in the morning. And she'll be with us for about an hour or so leading into Vet Talk on that day. But, yeah, I'm real, real excited to bring her back.
Oh, yeah.
We want to find out, not just, on toe treatments and all of that and foot care, but particularly summer foot care. A lot of women. A lot
Very
of women,
important.
And even some sandal-wearing guys want to talk about summer foot care. So you don't want to miss her being on the show. Plus, Dr. Ragland is one of the most skilled entrepreneurs I've ever interviewed on this show. She's a great talker, and she's not just talking for talk. She actually tells you what you need to do to make improvements to your business, and you don't want to miss when Dr. Ragland comes to the show. So let me just mark your calendar again. It's Tuesday. She'll be on Tuesday, May 2nd of 2023. So really had to get that on out there, Michael. I really wanted to make sure folks know. Why don't we take a little bit? You also got to get ready for your grand appearance, Michael Hopkins, on today's Vet Talk Radio Show.
Grand appearance.
Grand appearance. Yes, coming up in about 7 minutes or so right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. In the interim, just remember we're here this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday as well, in addition to today, and it's our 839th show. Tomorrow's 840. Wow, that's a little bit of a marker for it. Yeah,
wow.
That's a lot of shows.
Pushing our way to that 1,000, Gary. We're pushing our way.
Yes, we are. Now, speaking of 1,000 shows, for that special commemoration, we have the big cruise out to the Bahamas. So, again, go to HAIRadio.com. There's a tab that tells you all about it. Check it out and join us. And you need to do so right now because you got to get your $50 in real quick.
That's right.
So that you can then take the time to pay. You have a long time to stay to rest, but you need to get your deposit in. And all that's there. So, again, go to HAIRadio.com, HAIRadio.com for complete details about the cruise. All right. I'm real excited about everything. Michael, I kind of want to give away a gift today. I think I want to give a gift away for the early Vet Talk callers. So maybe we might try to give away something today. Might try to give away a little gift. If there are folks tuned in for Vet Talk Radio. So we'll try to figure something out. Because I like that. Maybe towards the end of today's show. Maybe we'll do that.
I like a plan.
We'll try to see if we can squeeze in a quick gift giveaway at a little before 9 o'clock today. So listen, Michael, we're going to get you started on the show, and the reason is we want to do our gift giveaway towards the end of today's episode, so you don't want to keep it locked right here for you, the chance to win a free gift. So that's all I'm going to say. If you're on, you're going to be in great shape to win this gift. And you don't have to know anything. It is, as they say, it ain't Jeopardy. It's not even concentration. It's none of those things. This is real simple, easy to win. And we have a great gift. I'm not going to say what it is. We'll tell you a little bit later in today's broadcast. So, Michael Hopkins, we're going to go ahead and get started. You, I'm going to send off. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll be rolling in with the Vet Talk Radio Show. So stay with us, Michael. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Will do.
I hate to break it to you, but the truth is, how someone treats you is how they feel about you. So don't try to decode or make excuses. It's simple. If they act like they don't care, they don't care.
The funny thing about strong people is that they don't need you. They choose you. And if you ever take them for granted, they'll be content without you.
They will talk about you regardless. They are watching you regardless. So do you.
Fit to fight and second to none. If I can't do it, it can't be done. Hoorah.
Michael, all right.
All my vet brothers and sisters should recognize that.
Absolutely. And I want to officially give our salute from all of us right here to support all of you out there and the efforts. And just to thank you for your service, along with you, Michael Hopkins. Now, I want to kind of jump right on in today because this is a topic I don't think we've quite covered it this way. So I'm going to have you to tell everybody, Michael Hopkins, what you have on top today for the veterans.
Wow. On top today is 5 overlooked disability claims to help you gain rating approval.
Ooh, I like that. Let's repeat that one more time. So 5 overlooked disability claims.
To help you gain rating approval.
Okay. Now, what exactly does that mean when you talk about gaining rating approval? Break that down for us, Michael.
Well, pretty much, Carrie, as veterans, we're always, when we're filing for compensation for the claims, we always want to get rated. We don't want that denial and get that denial letter. We want to get rated. We want to show that, hey, this happened on active duty service or this is a secondary to my primary issue that I had on active duty, and you want to get rating approval anywhere from 0 to 100%. That also into money, compensation.
Yes, your compensation, exactly.
Right.
So this can certainly add to a better quality of life, you know,
right.
For what you guys out there have endured. So great.
Right.
Okay. Great title, Michael. I cannot wait to hear what's at number 5.
Wow, Carrie. Number 5 is the presumptive. And basically what presumptive means is this. Back last year in 2022, August to be exact, Joe Biden, our president, signed a bill called the PACT Act. And most of us as veterans know about the PACT Act. A lot of civilians may not know. But basically, the PACT Act is to recognize things that happen to veterans. It actually enhances a lot of things, a lot of these wars we went through as veterans, a lot of the toxic exposures we've had. And it enhances it, sort of puts us in front of the line as far as getting rated for it. It used to be it took us a while. We had it with issues with the system. And just to give you some perfect examples, one of the examples is Camp Lejeune. Camp Lejeune basically had a water issue. It was contaminated. And it was contaminated from the 50s all the way into the 80s, where it was discovered that the water was contaminated. And there are certain cancers people have. Some people died from it. They were civilians. So in the military case, that's one of the presume the VA presumes that you were stationed there And if you came up with a certain type of cancer, a certain type of nerve condition, a certain issue, then it is presumed basically, yeah, you got this from that.
Mm.
That's the way they look at it.
Wow.
So, you know, you have the Camp Lejeune, you have veterans that were exposed to the water. You also have Agent Orange exposure. Those are Vietnam veterans. They were the dioxins and the herbicides they were exposed to. It may not have done anything to them, say, in the 60s, but now all of a sudden in the 21st century, some of them are suffering from some of the effects of the chemical agents.
Yes, when you say like words like herbicides and things like that, we would tend to think that herbicides, just naturally, just everyday people or even veterans, you know, during their service duty, maybe they didn't realize that these were really harmful or had the potential to be very harmful long term.
Right.
So this is amazing that you cover this today, Michael. Thank
right.
you.
Right.
Reminding
right.
me of these.
And,
wow.
And you know, Carrie, there is a one-year presumptive when a military person exits the military. Within 1 year of them exiting the military, if anything comes up, any kind of sickness, illness, it is presumed because you were in the military at that time and you were exposed to something that you can get rated for it.
Within a year. So what happens outside of that year?
Well, outside of the year, now to go, you have to show through medical evidence that it's related to your military service, like any other claim after that year. Now, believe it or not, at the three-year period, there are still some other things, illnesses and injuries that you can claim. But they're very specialized. They're very specific things. Just like at the seven-year period, there are some specific things like Lou Gehrig's disease and things like that, ALS, and they assume or presumptive that some of these things are due to your military service, especially if you served in a hostile environment, Iraq, Afghanistan, burn pits, respiratory, and it takes everything to a whole new level.
Wow.
Under this presumptive thing. So, I mean, but it's great because in the years past, it was very hard for veterans to really get a grasp of this and to explain to the claims and compensation side that this is what was going on with me on the active duty side.
Wow. Well, I tell you, I'm just very impressed with this, Michael, and I like that word in there, presume. Number five, presumptives today. Wow. Good job, Hopkins. Good job, Michael. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, presumptive's at number five, and that kind of an explanation. What on earth is at number four?
Wow. Now, Carrie, I'm glad you said that.
Yes.
You know, on number four, this is one of the items that's overlooked. We have several, but this is one that's overlooked by a lot of veterans. Believe it or not, certain medals that you get, certain awards that you get, and we're going to cover some of these. Number four, the Purple Heart.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Purple Heart first. The Purple Heart is given to a service member when they are in a hostile territory, they get wounded, something happens to them, and they are awarded the Purple Heart. And that Purple Heart, it actually goes all the way back to President Washington, to George Washington,
wow.
way back when. But over the years, I mean, long, long time, it has been modified over the years. So in the 30s, they started the Purple Heart. There's actually an organization called the Purple Heart Organization.
Wow.
And they are as long as that veteran has some kind of injury, it was a combat-related injury, and is recognized by their particular branch of service, they can get awarded the Purple Heart.
That's amazing.
It's
so much about bravery.
Really, yeah. Oh, yeah. And see, the thing about getting a Purple Heart, Carrie Hines, it shows you were in some type of military operation where you got wounded. So even if you don't have in your service treatment records that you got wounded, maybe it was overlooked. That happens sometime in the heat of battle. Somebody forgets. It's not like they say, well, we're going to stop battle for a minute so we can take you to sick call and write all this down. It doesn't work that way a lot of times.
They're a bit busy out there.
Yeah, we're a little bit busy handling our business. But right there, Carrie Hines, you see what that proves? It proves that you were injured in the service of your country.
Those medals and awards.
If that injury that you have, it still bothers you to this day, guess what? There's your proof.
Yes, absolutely.
There's your proof.
Outstanding. So this is one that would have been overlooked because you might not realize it. Yeah.
Right. It can easily be overlooked. And I've talked to several veterans and interviewing them to help them with their claims. I've had this come up, and they kind of casually say, well, you know, I got this Purple Heart. My helicopter was shot down. And, yeah, they kind of dragged me out of the helicopter, and I was all wounded up, went to sick call. And kind of nonchalant. I had a veteran like that. It was like, it was no big deal. It was just a day at the office. I'm looking like, dude, tell me what you just said again. And we immediately filed for some injuries that he has sustained now. He has now because of that.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's like,
overlooked. You meant overlooked.
Yes, they're overlooked. And lots of veterans have these awards. They have these things. They have Purple Hearts from combat duty.
Amazing.
Yes, very much so, Carrie Hines.
Michael, so today, just reminding everybody, if you're just joining us, this is the Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins. I'm Carrie Hines. And Michael, today again, your wonderful subject on hand is five overlooked disability claims to help you gain rating approval. So really amazing and great topic, absolutely great topic. So this is something that's big, and I'm learning something. And I'm not a veteran, but certainly I can pass it along to my family members and friends. Yeah, outstanding. So I'm glad you have chosen this as a big topic today. Anything that's different, right? So, So, Michael, what's at number three today?
Now, Carrie, number three is a very big deal. Number three is a very big deal.
Okay.
There are medals that a lot of us as veterans, we had to go to schools for these medals while we were in the military. And in the process of earning these medals, we may have been involved, unfortunately and regrettably, we may have been involved in some type of accident where we broke something, we twisted something, we hurt something, we caught something. Who knows? But a lot of veterans have these two particular badges, and there's a third one I'm actually going to talk about too, but these two badges in particular, many veterans have these, especially I know Army, I'm speaking Army, and I know other branches have things equivalent to this.
Right.
And actually, Carrie, a lot of other branches go to Army schools to get these badges.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that, too. A lot of people don't know that the Army trains a lot of the other branches in a lot of paramilitary things. They really do. Right. The first one I want to talk about is a paratrooper wings.
Okay, paratrooper wings. Okay.
Right. And we have an old adage that we say in the Army, why would I want to jump out of a perfectly good airplane? That's what most and they call people that are not airborne paratroopers, they call us legs because we have to walk everywhere. They're paratroopers. Yeah, that's what we call legs. Paratroopers jump.
They get to fly.
They get to fly in a perfectly good transport plane, and they get to jump out of that plane.
Wow.
Well, you see, Carrie, in the process of jumping out of that plane, and you've been trained, because the training is 3 to 4 weeks of intense training. You actually have to jump out of a perfectly good airplane at least 5 times.
Oh, my.
Some of the jumps are night jumps where it's dark, crazy as it may seem, and you jump out of an airplane and navigate your way to the ground.
Oh, my goodness. Paratrooper wings makes sense to me then.
right. And it's an equal opportunity school. You have males and females that go to the school to become paratroopers. It's called a Papa Designator. And my veterans out here, if you're Army, you know exactly what I'm talking about, paratrooper wings and a Papa Designator. It will actually be in what we call a personnel file, Carrie. Back in the day, we used to call it a 201 file. They call it something different now for the newer soldiers. It actually tells the world, Carrie, and they give you a certificate of completion.
It gets no better than that.
But guess what, Carrie Hines?
What's that? Folks don't.
If you got injuries when you jumped out of that airplane, it shows that as a paratrooper, you sustain injuries, and it gets even enhanced as a paratrooper. You know, your arthritis, back issues, neck issues, leg issues, ankles, feet, it gets enhanced because look at the speed that you're coming down. You know, when you jump out of an airplane and you gain speed, falling to the ground, and then the chute, it breaks that speed, but you hit the ground. Can you imagine what that does to your body, Carrie Hines? How it shocks your body from feet all the way up to your neck and head. You get that jolt. Do that about 50 times and watch what happens, or 100 times. Or like I had one of my guys, he was on jump status for 12 years of his 22, 23-year military career. He was on jump status.
Wow.
He did That's not incredible. Know. And the sad part about it, Carrie, he didn't know what he did to his body until he retired out of the U.S. Army. And he had a big examination, and they had to tell him the issues that he had with his entire body. And that was what happened. It was him jumping out of airplanes and hitting the ground, twisted ankles, broken bone. I mean, it goes on and on. And then we're taught, whoa, suck it up, soldier. You're going to be okay. But guess what? You're not going to be okay 10, 20, 30 years later.
Down the road, exactly.
Down the road. And that badge or wings that you have, along with it shows that you did it, can help you when you go to file for compensation. It shows why you have arthritis, while your hips are messed up, your knees, your back, et cetera. It shows. It's the same thing, Carrie, with this. It's called an air assault badge. Basically, air assault people, they're the ones that when you're watching on TV and they're doing combat operations and you see a piece of military equipment hooked to the bottom of a big helicopter and they're flying around with it. Those are the guys that hook all that stuff up. They know how to bring a chopper in. They know how to do – they actually know how to rappel out of a helicopter. It's almost like jumping out of a helicopter. They actually use a rope, and they sling down. They fast sling down. They fast rope. They do all of that. But guess what, Carrie Hines?
What's that?
In the process of training how to do that, some people fall out of the helicopter. They hit their head, their back.
Ooh.
They break things. Things happen when you're in these schools or after you're trained and you get out in the field. Things happen. So it's the same thing like the airborne people.
Wow.
I just want these guys and, you know, the ladies that did this to be aware of this. This right here, if you don't have certain things in your sick call records, this right here shows that you had this training, and it potentially shows that you got injured doing this.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And you would think that this would be more so at the top of mind. But maybe after time, and you may just not make that correlation early on.
Right, and right.
That's very important, Michael.
Exactly, exactly. Right. And there's one more carrot that's very important. Some people earn what's called an air medal. And it's another, it's like a Purple Heart, it's like heroism under fire.
Mm.
And you were assigned to an aircraft, like a helicopter, maybe a C-130 transport plane,
a jet.
You were assigned to it, and something happened. It crashed. You saved some people. They had to save you. You got injured. Same principle with that air medal. It's the same principle. You got injured.
Yes. I tell you something, Michael, that is just incredible. It is. So this serves as kind of like the ultimate proof.
Right, right. It's the ultimate proof that you got hurt on the military's dime. You were an active duty person, mm-hmm. and this is what happened to you. And when you're doing your statements in support of your claim or lay statement from a loved one, they can include all of this stuff, especially a loved one as an observer. They don't have to be a medical professional. They just talk about observations. They know what you look like before you jumped out of an airplane.
And when you're
at home and you're limping around and it's 30 years later, 50 years later, and all of a sudden your hips are all jacked up because you got arthritis. They know all of this stuff.
Exactly. It sounds to me like their interpretation could really be quite heavy weight. It's great to support.
You're quite right, Carrie. People take it serious. The VA takes it serious, these statements in support of a veteran's claim, especially from loved ones. They take it very serious.
Wow. Well, Michael, I am just blown away. Again, 5 overlooked disability claims to help you gain rating approval. And that's really what you're talking about today. And these are really hidden either. You know, I just wouldn't have thought, and I can only imagine a veteran not realizing that.
Right.
And this is the support that they probably have right at their fingertips to support their efforts to filing these claims. That's incredible. So great stuff.
Oh, yes.
Great stuff. Okay, well, you are just marching on along today. You really are. And I'm excited to find out what's at number 2.
Wow, number 2, Carrie, this is one that, this one's highly overlooked by many veterans. Hmm. Highly overlooked.
Wonder what that could be.
It is shaving irritation
or a shaving profile. Wow.
Right. And we talked a little bit about this, and there will be another show that you and I will do where we will dive into this.
Yes.
You know,
well,
it's one of those. Right.
Yeah, just remind everybody, what exactly do you mean by the shaving and irritation type? Give us the background again on this.
Right. The background of it is, a lot of us, especially as males, we come in the United States military, and we find that we have an issue using a straight razor shaving because, you know, you got to look a certain way and your face supposed to be clean and all that good stuff. But some of us have issues with that. It could be anywhere from, the shaving instrument itself could be damaged or dirty, or to the person actually has some type of skin issue that wasn't picked up on when they went to the indoctrination center or the center before you go on basic training. Sometimes it's not picked up on that this person has some type of irritation to their skin, and it kind of precludes them from shaving, or if they do shave, they have to have some special circumstances on how to shave, what to use, and
you know, the things that you're really familiar with, you know, because that's your area of expertise, you know, with hair and beauty, Kerry Hines.
I never thought that the two worlds would kind of intersect at this point, but they do. And
oh, yeah.
I got to tell you, Michael, as I hear you talk about this and the shaving issues that are out there, and being a person, you know, I have my own shaving products that are sold under my Carapi brand. But I hear this, and when you talk about the razors, the straight razors, even clippers, a lot of the African-American community uses the clippers and all of that. Usually, pay close attention to this, folks. It's usually tied to a razor that maybe has dulled, okay? And you don't even realize it. Many of us use the same razors and things over and over and over, or we use the same clippers. We never think to change the dulled razor on the inside, or even a straight razor. You may not think to sharpen it. And what happens, you shave, and again, shaving too closely, especially with a dulled razor, which again may carry bacteria and other things and become infected. And so if you, and I really tell you quite often, this is what begins or causes that type of occurrence. So I know it's a little bit of a side note for you, Michael, but I had to just toss it in just for any of your, you know, the folks out there, your fans who are listening, just to keep that in the back of their minds, because it's really, that's the true correlation that kind of, to me, is the catalyst for all that emotion. But the good news today is that you are helping once they have this as an issue and all of that. So thank you, Michael Hopkins. Thank you for that at number two. Please repeat that again. I just want to make sure that that goes in and folks know.
Right. It's that shaving profile, that irritation that you had when you were on active duty. A lot of us don't remember that we had a profile. But guess what, Kerry Hines? Guess where it is. It's right there in the service treatment records from active duty. It's right there, and it is a rating. It's a valid rating that you, the individual veteran, can apply for.
Wow.
And you can win it. You can gain a rating and win it for shaving irritation.
That is amazing. That, you know, and again, this is something that is truly overlooked.
Right. It is.
Like,
I have had so many veterans, Kerry, that they completely forgot that they had a shaving profile because, you know, years have gone by, they've grown a beard, and they totally forgot about it until I brought it up. And I asked that question. And exactly what they did. They said, oh, yeah, I did have a shaving profile. And I said, you did? Really? I said, well, let's file for that. Let's see what happens. 9 times out of 10, they win it, hands down, with no problem whatsoever from the VA, from the claim section.
Right.
Beautiful thing.
Well, Michael, I tell you, I am always impressed with, and I love these shows that you do on the things that are little known, if at all. And it's great. It is absolutely fantastic. So this, you're shining a light on these, which are overlooked, I can imagine, because it sounds like it to me. And I'm not even a veteran. But I'm paying close attention because I'm going to pass along these hot tips today.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
So really good stuff, Michael. And I tell you, I want to take a moment, as always, to just acknowledge the service of these veterans, of your fans, and their support.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, their support of your show and what you've been doing. So, Michael, you are an accredited claims agent, an ACA. And I just want to remind folks of that, and particularly on today's show, you yourself a veteran, and to be now an ACA, and folks are just, you know, what has it been like? Has it been, have you, you know, gotten some more feedback? Have folks stopped you? Do they say, hey, Michael, you're an accredited claims agent. Go, Michael.
Oh, wow, Carrie. You know, believe it or not, it gets even better than that.
Wow.
I have people now from across the country that are calling me because of being an accredited claims agent.
Wow.
And they're reaching out for help. And that, you know, Carrie, that right there, it just makes me feel so good that I can help veterans no matter where they are. They can be in Texas. They can be in California.
Yes.
Right.
Well, Michael Hopkins, I want to thank you for the work that you are doing. And it, to me, it's the highest of all to be providing. I call it veteran support and help. So great job. So, Michael, today, again, you are looking at the overlooked disability claims, five of the overlooked disability claims to help you gain rating approval. So, Michael, can you give us, remind us of your countdown items today?
Wow. Going back to number five, Carrie Hines, that is the presumptives, and that's the 1 year, 3 years, 7 year, your Agent Orange, Camp Lejeune, Desert Storm, and that's where we're going. That's number five, your presumptives. Number four, that's your Purple Heart, that's your Air Medals. Those are things that a lot of veterans have. They just don't realize how they fit in with the claims process.
Number three,
we are talking about your paratroopers, your aerosol badge, those wings. Those are also things that show that if you have any musculoskeletal issues, this is where it came from.
Wow.
And the number two, the one we always say, this one is one of the most overlooked ones. It's that shaving irritation you had in the military, but it led to a profile.
Yes.
Amazing. Always overlooked. So don't overlook that one. That's
important. That's why I landed at number two.
Right. It's number two. Very important.
Yes. Well, Michael Hopkins, I guess it's all time, and I can't imagine what number one is. So we need to give you an official drum roll on this one. Again, the top of your countdown on five overlooked disability claims to help you gain rating approval. I guess it's time for number one, Michael Hopkins.
Number one is one of my favorite things to file for, and it is tinnitus, ringing in your ear.
Tinnitus.
And I know it's one of my favorites. And you know why it's one of my favorites, Carrie?
Why, Michael?
Because it has so many dimensions to it.
So many layers. Wow.
So many dimensions. So many layers. A lot of people overlook the tinnitus. And I've had a lot of my veterans say to me, oh, well, I just thought that was something I had to live with. Or everybody has ringing in their ears, don't they?
Wow.
And then some of them, I've had people actually say that to me. They just think, oh, I was in the military, now my ears ring. Oh, it's no big deal. Everybody got that, don't they? And I have to break it down to them, Carrie Hines, and I have to tell them, no, everybody does not have ringing in the ears.
Exactly.
When you're around that generator, I've had guys tell me, well, you know, I was admin, I worked in an office. However, don't you remember you had to cross the airfield every day to go to work, or your barracks was next to the airfield and the jets would land constantly, or you had to go to lunch, breakfast, and dinner, and guess what you had to walk by? You know those tanks? Remember those Abrams tanks? They had to warm up, or the field artillery pieces, or you went to the motor pool because you had vehicles there that had to be serviced at least once a week. You had to start the vehicle. You had to listen to it for 20 minutes to a half an hour. You went to the field. You were out there with field artillery. You had to shoot rifles, pistols, grenade launch. You had to do all of these things. And Carrie Hines, guess what happens?
What?
You develop tinnitus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And what's really sad is that, you know, they just don't make the connection, literally.
Right. Yeah, that's, and you're right.
I'm just that blown away.
That's the sad part.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that you beat the drum on this. I really do. You know, you often bring up tinnitus on the show, and with good reason, because it is something that is likely the most overlooked. The disability claims that, you know, that you can actually get help and gain approval for. I'm just blown away. And so I think the more that you talk about it, as you are doing, the more that you're making the veterans aware. And that can only help.
Right.
Outstanding. Michael, this was really quite eye-opening. So I gotta give you a salute on this, Michael Hopkins. Great job.
Oh, thank you, Carrie.
Yes. And I want to remind all of your fans that, Michael, you literally have your own group pages that the veterans can follow and anyone else can too. You literally post articles and stories that are about these very topics. And you can find them easily accessible on the internet by going to www.hrmember.com. Well, actually, you can sign up and become a member. That's the website, hrmember.com. Or go to hairadio@hairradio.com. Again, it has one R, hairadio.com. And hit the big old blue post button. It'll take you right to the group pages, and you'll see Michael Hopkins, that talk radio page right there, and you can follow it and learn so much, read so much there. I'm very proud of the work that you're doing over there, Michael, again, through the Vet Talk Radio Show.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Now, Michael, I have to say, at this point, what do you, Michael Hopkins, say to the veterans each week right here on the show?
Wow, Karen, this whole thing we do is for the veterans. It's all about the veterans, their families, anyone that's an advocate of the veterans, because veterans are resilient. We never quit.
And on that note, I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hopkins. Michael, thank you. Awesome job.
Oh, great. Thank you, Carrie.
We'll see you back here next time.
Hey, this is Walter Nelson, United States Army. I just want to give a shout-out to Micah Hossman on Veterans Talk
Radio. Hello, everybody. This is Captain Curtis Hervey, U.S. Army retired. I want to give a shout-out to my brother, Michael Hopkins, of the Vet Talk Radio Show. He's doing a great job. Keep up the hard work, brother, and thank you.
This is Sean Logan, IC Communications Electrician out of the U.S. Navy, out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And if you have any questions or concerns regarding the claims process with the Veterans Administration, Mr. Hopkins is the man you want to talk to.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively.